Time now for Ron Rappaport and the 2.5 minute Ron Rappaport Sportlight Spotlight. Good morning, Ron.
Hi, Scott.
Sorry about the squeezing time, my friend, but Roger Clemens of the Yankees gets his 4,000th strikeout last night and 300th career victory in the same game, defeating the St. Louis Cardinals 5-2. What to say?
What a sense of the moment. The thing to say, Scott, is that he couldn't do it against the Cubs last week. He had to wait until the Cardinals came to Yankee Stadium. I guess my favorite moment was when Joe Torre was booed by all those good Yankee fans when he took Clemens out of the game.
Yeah, exactly.
But it was a great moment. He's a great pitcher, and, you know, he's now got more strikeouts than anybody except Nolan Ryan and Steve Carlton. What a guy.
Yeah. San Antonio Spurs have gone up one game, 3-2, over the New Jersey Nets, defeating Jersey 93-83 last night. And once again, our man Steve Kerr leads the attack.
Well, you know, Scott, you're in trouble when it takes our old pal Steve Kerr to come off the bench and provide some excitement. This series needs Kobe Bryant so badly. I mean, when Greg Popovich says the Spurs and the Nets have set offensive basketball back 15 years, and Byron Scott starts bemoaning the lack of good players in the league. You know, nobody's watching this series. The players don't seem that excited about it. It's kind of a shame.
The lowest ratings in how many years at this point?
Well, at least 20 years, and apparently they're going to be in single digits for the first time since Magic Johnson and Larry Bird were doing their thing.
Good Lord. Out there in Chicago, Vijay Singh tore up the U.S. Open course at Olympia Fields yesterday, shot a record 7 under par 63. He's tied with Jim Furyk, and Tiger Woods is not far behind.
Tiger's lurking. He's right there. He had a very fine round yesterday. Scott, you think Vijay Singh got a call from Annika Sorenstam telling him to hang in there?
I'm sure. Wishing him all kinds of luck. I've seen some signs. Women on the course are giving him a rough time.
Well, he even survived a heckler yesterday. Somebody yelled at him that Annika could have made the shot that he got up there, and they threw him off the course. Scott, for a minute I thought I was at a White Sox game.
But he's making most of the other shots, isn't he?
No, he's playing very, very well. There have only been 4 63s in U.S. Open history, none in the second round. He's playing really terrific. If it comes down to him and Tiger Woods, this could be an open for the ages.
Yeah, and it must be said, Tiger Woods' version of a slump is being what? Just a couple of strokes behind.
Well, his version of a slump is shooting par in the opening round, but he was 4 under yesterday. The course is playing very soft. It's been foggy here. The greens haven't had time to get hard. Mm-hmm. So there have been a lot of low scores, and we're looking for more the next couple of days.
Ron, do you think Manchester United would really sell Dave Beckham to a Spanish team? I mean, now that he's just becoming a household word here in the U.S.?
Yeah, but he's got to leave Victoria behind.
Well, I don't think that's a deal worth making. Ron, thanks very much.
Always a pleasure.
Ron Rappaport, our sports commentator here on Weekend Edition, who is also a distinguished columnist for the Chicago Sun-Times.